WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In the controversy touched off by the Oakland School Board's policy on Ebonics, all sides seem certain about one thing: all school children should be taught standard English. But what is standard English? We asked our linguist, Jeff Nunberg, for his thoughts.
As the Ebonics story lurches into its second month, the only thing that everybody seems to agree on is that inner-city kids ought to learn standard English. But maybe even that apparent unanimity is deceptive. For all that everybody's had to say about the status of black English, nobody's spent much time talking about the standard language. And as sometimes happens when we talk about standards, there turns out to be more than one of them in play. To hear most people tell the story, the standard English we want inner-city kids to learn is the high, correct form of the language. The San Francisco Chronicle described it as the language of Shakespeare, the King James Bible, and the writings of James Baldwin and Maya Angelou. That list was typical. Baldwin and Angelou got a lot of ink from critics of Ebonics who wanted to make sure their audience understood that their objections had nothing to do with race. A columnist in the LA News opined, "What would have happened to the standard of excellence if writers like Maya Angelou and James Baldwin had been told that all they needed to learn was black English?" It seemed as if you couldn't open a newspaper last month without running into somebody asking, "Why can't they all talk like that nice Mr. Baldwin did?" Now, let me say that I'd be delighted if the Oakland schools could send out all their graduates writing like James Baldwin or Maya Angelou, though I'm not sure I'd want to have them all come out speaking like Barbara Jordan. On the other hand, I'd also be delighted if the schools in Scarsdale and Beverly Hills could send out all their graduates writing like John Cheever and Elizabeth Bishop. But frankly, I don't think either outcome is very likely. And in any event, what we mean by standard English has nothing to do with any of those high-blown models. Standard English, I mean the way ordinary, middle-class, educated Americans talk, the way you're supposed to speak if you want to get on in this country, standard English is a pretty brutal affair. For the most part, what you hear in corporate conference rooms or on the floors of Congress is a semi-grammatical pastiche of leaden jargon and washed-out slang. The fact is that nobody in America ever had his career cut short for saying "between you and I" or using "impact" as a verb, and here I make no exception even for the highest circles of academe. And when corporate chiefs and government officials do find themselves in need of a little eloquence, they can always just go out and rent it on the cheap. So if we really wanted inner-city African-American students to learn the kind of language that you need to get on in American life, we wouldn't be trying to teach them to talk like James Baldwin. We'd be trying to teach them to talk like George Bush. Maybe we should put big signs on all the Oakland classroom walls: if you're going to leave out the verb, leave out the subject, too. Or to put it more realistically, just teach the kids in Oakland to talk like the ordinary, semi-articulate, college-bound white adolescents at one of the middle-class schools nearby. Even that's no easy job, for reasons that are partly linguistic and partly social. In the words of James Baldwin, that favorite model of standard English probity, black children talk the way they do because they refuse to be defined by a language that has never been able to recognize them. But at least if we understand the task that way, we might be spared all of the indignant pieties about the moral superiority of one variety over another. Grant you, it would be nice if it didn't stop at that. We'd like to think the schools might actually be able to do something to raise the level of public language used by everybody. But that's another conversation, and there's no particular reason why it should begin in Oakland.
Jeff Nunberg is a linguist at Stanford University and the Xerox Palo Alto Research Center.